Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is the best of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis on Fox Sports Radio.
Five hours and 17 minutes is such an immediate classic that it has taken over the show early this morning as we get you set for Monday across the nation. Here is Danny G's mix of all the spectacular plays that happened last night.
This whole series has been an emotional roller coaster. It's the two best teams playing for a championship, and these are two teams that play 27 outs like we've talked about. And so you're not going to expect those guys to lay down, and that's what the World Series is all about.
Gurriel at the plate. He's just 2-for-22 against lefties this postseason. Two runners in scoring position. First pitch from Kershaw, and he lifts this one. Left field, Arriba! Gurriel, we're tied!
High fly ball into right, back at the wall, it's gone! Bellinger with a three-run home run, and the Dodgers lead 7-4 here in the fifth.
3-2 again, and Altuve hits this high in the air and pretty deep to center. Taylor is going back at the wall, looking up, see you later! See you later! A game-tying three-run home run for Jose Altuve!
Bellinger lines one into center field, and a diving attempt, and it gets past Springer, and it rolls to the wall. Here comes Hernandez. He's on his way home. He'll score standing up. At third base is Bellinger.
Top of the order here for the Astros, now down one.
High fly ball, goodbye. One pitch to Springer, and we're tied.
Morrow pitching for the third day in a row comes set. The pitch is hit hard to left field, sending the left fielder back, and it's over his head. Bregman's got a chance to score. He's racing. Here comes the throw to the plate. Not in time. Astros lead. Morrow's set. Here's the pitch. Correa pops it to left. It's pretty deep. Racing across Peterson onto the warning track. It's gone. It's gone! Two-run homer by Carlos Correa. It's 11-8 Astros.
Seager against Will Harris. That's into left center field. Gonzalez won't get it. Peterson to the plate. Digging for third and stopping is Taylor. And it's an 11-9 game on a double by Corey Seager.
1-0. And McCann drills this deep to right field. Puig is back at the wall. See you later! Ryan McCann with a home run to put the Astros up 12-9.
That is hooked down into the corner at the wall. It's gone. It is a one-run game. Two-run home run. Puig. And it's 12-11.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. One run game. Astros 12, Dodgers 11. Tying run, Barnes at third base. Devenski on 2-2 to Taylor. Base hit into center field. Barnes comes in to score. And the Dodgers have tied it at 12. This surreal game continues.
Two on, two out. 10th inning. That's in the air to left. Here comes Fisher. Throw by Ethier. Astros win it. In 10.
I'm already moving forward from this. I'm already looking for Tuesday. I'm already ready for them again Tuesday. You know, they got to beat us again. They got to beat all of us, all 25 of us, so to win it. So I'm pretty confident in our guys that, you know, we're not, ain't going to be that easy.
What a game. Game 5, bottom of the 10th inning. The Astros win it 13-12 in a walk-off to take a 3-2 lead in the series. One of the greatest baseball games ever played in World Series history.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis. Weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Puig home run, for a lot of people out there, was just like, look, the ball is juiced. All right? I mean, I think at this point in time, the number of home runs that are leaping out of these ballparks is pretty extraordinary. Now, obviously, early on in this series, they said that, and I'm not a meteorologist, so I don't know how impactful this is, but that in Dodger Stadium, the heat was impacting potentially the carrying of the ball. Well, it's only going to be 68, according to my phone here. It's only going to be 68 for a high on Tuesday in L.A., so 58 for a low. So if the heat was impacting the carrying of the ball in Game 6, that won't be as much of an impact. And then on Wednesday, Game 7, same exact situation, 68 for a high, 56 for a low. So the 100-degree temperatures have vanished. Quote from Justin Verlander on whether or not the balls are juiced. He said, I know Mr. Manfred says the balls haven't changed, but there's enough information out there to say that's not true, Verlander said Sunday. On the one hand, you can have someone who manufactures the balls say they're not different. On the other hand, you can say people who have held the ball in their hand their entire lives are saying something's different. You value one opinion over the other. You take your pick. I'm going to go with Verlander here, and not just because he's sleeping with Kate Upton.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
You were watching it last night when the Dodgers had a 4-0 lead entering the bottom of the fourth. How confident were you that they had that game locked up and were going to take a 3-2 lead in the series?
I was extremely confident. And Clay, this is where I think one narrative that's going to be talked about and that we have to address is Clayton Kershaw. And I thought that he had come out and pitched well enough early on in that game where he was in a very good situation to win that game with at least a quality start, get him through six innings. And at that point, you know, through several innings, obviously he had pitched a shutout. So there was every reason to believe, especially based on how Kershaw has pitched in recent playoff games, that the Dodgers had a very comfortable lead. Let's remember this. Clayton Kershaw, for all the struggles he had in the postseason pre-2015, the Dodgers had won 8 of his last 9 postseason starts entering last night. And then he had a nice lead in the game to begin with. So that, and again, the lead that he got last night was in the very first inning. He's comfortable. He's got a 3-0 lead. It becomes 4-0. You think at that point in time, this game is sewn up. And it clearly wasn't. So that, to me, is going to be one of the more, I'm sure for the Dodgers, unfortunate and stinging aspects of this loss, is that Kershaw had done so much to, in my estimation, expunge that narrative of his struggles in the playoffs, where really it had become a non-factor, and all of a sudden it comes roaring back unexpectedly when the Astros really seemed as though they had lost their way. They had made a defensive miscue in the first inning, and just the at-bats did not seem to be very strong at all. But lo and behold, second time through the lineup, they got a little bit better. And then pure madness ensued to the point that we've got one of the truly, Clay, one of the truly just absolutely unhinged, if you're a neutral fan, or certainly if you're a Houston fan, just rollicking joyrides of a baseball game you've ever seen in our lives.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Houston Texans owner Bob McNair said in a private owner meeting discussing the fallout of the protest, we can't let the inmates run the prison. This is a figure of speech. It's an idiom. I think he misspoke, meaning to say we can't let the inmates run the asylum. Now, inmates run the asylum doesn't necessarily make sense anyway, because people inside of asylums are not inmates. They're actually in a prison, so you can understand how an 80-year-old guy could get that phrase mixed up. As a result of his speaking out, a bunch of Houston Texans took a knee during the national anthem. Now, why that makes any sense at all, I don't know. And also, DeAndre Hopkins and several other players didn't show up for practice on Friday, and then eventually were persuaded, most of them, with the exception of DeAndre Hopkins, to show up for practice. This is evidence of these players' total and complete ignorance, because this is a cliche. This is an idiom. And here's what's important. When you say the inmates run the asylum, or you say the inmates run the prison, you are not actually speaking literally. Here are some other idioms for you out here. If you don't remember what an idiom is, it's a manner of speaking that allows you to use a phrase that is not being used for its literal truth. The Houston Texans are players who protested are idiots. They are taking a phrase that is not meant for its literal truth to be literal, in that as if he referred to them as inmates. This would be the equivalent of PETA, whatever you want to say, showing up and protesting my show if I said there's more than one way to skin a cat. I'm not saying that I'm literally skinning cats. If I said, and probably it is somewhere across the country right now while you're driving into work, it's raining cats and dogs, I'm not saying that the raindrops are literally cats and dogs. If I say, oh, this issue is a hot potato, it's literally not a hot potato. If I offer to you, these are all popular idioms, if I say a penny for your thoughts, I am not literally offering you a penny for your thoughts. If I say you better get that done at the drop of a hat, I'm not literally dropping my hat. If I have something that fails and I say, hey, I'm going back to the drawing board, I'm not actually walking back to the drawing board to try and fix something. In an athletics context, if I say, well, the ball's in your court now, I'm not literally saying the ball is in your court. If I tell you that you're barking up the wrong tree, I am not calling you a dog and you are not barking up a tree. If I tell you to stop beating around the bush, I'm not literally telling you that you have a stick and that you're beating around the bush. If I tell you that you are the best thing since sliced bread, I'm not literally comparing you to sliced bread. If a lot of you were last night burning the midnight oil watching Game 5 of the World Series, guess what? I don't actually believe that very many of you had lit oil lamps. All of these different things, a lot of you are getting ready for Halloween. If you bought a lot of candy and also costumes, all of that may have cost you an arm and a leg. But I bet you didn't go up to the cash register and saw off your arm and your leg. I hope you're not crying over spilt milk. Let's cross that bridge when we come to it. Curiosity killed the cat. Hopefully curiosity is going to be charged with murder. These players are idiots. They're idiots, complete and total idiots, to be protesting an idiom. He wasn't saying they were inmates. He wasn't saying they were in a prison. He was using a common phrase like, don't count your chickens before the eggs have hatched. They took it literally. And worst of all, the media fanned the flames on this controversy and tried to call it racism. This is the dumbest controversy I've ever seen in the history of sports. Bob McNair was just simply saying that he did not want his employees to hurt the business. That happens everywhere. Employees don't make decisions. That's why they're employees instead of the people who run the business. If you let employees run the business, then sooner or later, do you know what you do? You're letting the inmates run the asylum. This is a common phrase. The fact that it was considered racist and covered aggressively by the media and that these players were such idiots is an absolute atrocity of human intelligence.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.